சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 10 வெர்ஸ் 22.
வேதானாம் சாமவேதோஸ்மி தேவானாமஸ்மி வாசவஹ இந்த்ரியாணாம் மனஸ்சாஸ்மி பூதானாமஸ்மி சேதன.
Understanding the vibhuti of the Lord is one of the practice for meditation or upasana. For the second type of meditation, that is chitta vishalata dhyanam, expansion meditation, vibhuti jnanam is required. Without understanding the glories of the Lord, one cannot meditate or appreciate the Lord in that form. Without the knowledge of the glory of the Lord in different forms, one cannot meditate upon that object. Upon which object we can meditate, which we like, which we know about its glory, we love, upon that only we can meditate. Why to meditate? Arjuna asked, "Hey Krishna, tell me what are those objects upon which I have to meditate?" Arjuna asked, "Hey Krishna, tell me those objects by meditating upon I can focus my mind, I can admire you, I can visualize you. What purpose?" The purpose is, a person is basically very self-centric. By birth, every person is self-centric. I and mine. As long as this I-ness and mine-ness, I am ennudayadi, nanu ennudayadi, this is very natural, intrinsic for all of us. As long as such a mind is there, I can never receive the highest knowledge. Brahma jnanam is very difficult for a self-centric person. I-oriented person, Atma-jnanam is very, very tough. Shastra cannot ask suddenly, directly, you drop I-ness and mine-ness. Tyage naike amrtatva manashuhu. If you say in the beginning, for a person, he renounce what? Tyage naike upanishattu Bhagavad Gita, he renounce. Even people are ready to renounce God also. Suppose God says, you ask for me only, don't ask for putra, griha, adishu, don't ask, who will worship God? None of us worship God. Therefore, intelligently, God also ask for griham, ask for putra, putri, self-centric for some time. But slowly, like sleeping, sweet-coated capsules like that, from self-centric to I-ness, mine-ness to we and ours. I to we, mine to ours. We have to use such terms, learn to use such words. our home, ours, like that we have to use. That helps us to come out of this self-centric mind. Then you are more relaxed person, because you are including we, all people, it is ours, not self-centric. This is a big research they have done. The foreigners, they do a lot of research on this. Recently, in natural geography, in the book, there is an article. They have written, one foreigner went to Kumbh Mela. I told you, no, recently happened Kumbh Mela in February, last February. Having attended that Kumbh Mela, he took bath in Ganga water and Sabarmati and that Sarayu Nadi, in that water, Prayaga. And he drank water there, he ate food and heavy crowd. But he said, my health was perfectly all right. I wonder how is it possible. There is no healthy water, hygiene is not there. Food is not hygienic, water is not hygienic. As we enjoy in our country, it is not there. But I don't know how my health was perfect. Then he come to know, he did lot of, he interviewed many people. How is your health? How is your health? Everyone he asked. I also went to that Kumbh Mela last time. So he did lot of research there. Later he come to know that health is because of that group. Once you are in a group, once you are in the crowd, you forget your self-oriented, eye-centric mind. I was there 5 days. I also surprised. And the same experience, my youngest brother also was there 15 days. My health is perfect than in Coimbatore, he says. That article says, this is because of when we are in group, many numbers, people there, we are very much relaxed. We are very much relaxed. Our mind is open-minded and sharing with others, talking to others. And a lot of things he has written. Some more details I will give you later. What I want to say, I-ness to we. I to we, minus to ours. That bhavana is possible by vibhuti. That bhavana is possible only when you admire Bhagavan's vibhutis, glories. For that we have to train ourselves. To be self-centric, we need not train us. To be self-centric, we need not deliberately train, but to be selfless, to accommodate others, to forgive others, to appreciate others, to satisfy, to content, to be happy, we have to deliberately train our mind. That training only Arjuna is getting from Lord Krishna now. We are also getting. So everywhere you appreciate the Lord. Everything is Bhagavan only. What are all places Bhagavan enumerating in this shloka? 22nd shloka. By knowing these vibhutis, your mind gets a lot of vishalata. Ekagrata to vishalata. In ekarupa dhyanam, one form, you are focusing. Ekagrata. From there you are expanding. Mind has got a lot of faculties. Focusing capacity, distraction capacity, that also capacity only, but negative capacity. It is very, very vikshepa. Vikshepa means distraction. Such a mind you have to focus first. Then focused mind you have to expand, divergent. It has to go in different ways. Deliberately. In distraction, your will is not used. Vacillating mind, distracting mind, disturbed mind, you are helpless. But when you are sending the mind towards different directions, enjoying the vibhuti of the Lord, deliberately you are appreciating. Your will is involved. Your will is involved. Now mind is positively going different places, vibhuti of the Lord. Previous in distraction, mind is helplessly going towards wrong side. Are you getting? In distraction, mind is going in a wrong side, a negative side, helplessly, without your permission. In vibhuti dhyanam or vibhuti glories, when you are knowing, you are focusing and you are accommodating everything in the Lord's vibhuti, appreciating everything, no complaints. If you are admiring the Bhagavan's vibhuti, what is the sign? Your complaints will be reduced on people. Complaint on yourself, complaint on family members, complaint on neighbors, complaint on opposite backside front house and back house, and complaints on planets, complaints on your own jatakam, complaint on everything. People very easily complain. Our complaint will reduce, drastically come down. How can I complain? Nothing is there to complain. Everything is in its own place. So you are a relaxed mind. A complaint mind is always a sick mind. It is a sick mind. Such a person can never be happy. A complaint person never be happy. He can never allow others also to be happy. So if I enjoy, admire vibhutis of the Lord, I am complaint-free person. A complaint-free person is a healthy person. You want to be healthy or not? Healthy. That is why appreciate when people are there, crowd is there, enjoy. No? Many people give lot of instructions, don't go to Kumbh Mela. If you go to Kumbh Mela, you will become sick. These are all what they are educating. Now modern lifestyle has come like this. Don't go to that crowd. No bottled water, drinking for food and all, these are all. And I also thought like that only. There is a lot of pollution, dust pollution, water pollution. My God, when I saw people, happily they are doing japa, namasmaranam, singing bhajans, happily what they are eating, what they are drinking, water, they don't bother. Bhagavan namasmarana, Govinda, Govinda, Hara Hara Mahadev, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, only you can listen from morning to till night. Bhagavan, what is that in vibhuti? Vibhuti. Try to learn. That is a tapas actually. That is a tapas. Sitting under fan and AC rooms in our house, every day hot food, hot water, juicy, all very nice to. But you can never toughen your body without tapas. You can never learn anything in the world. That is why our ascetics used to go deliberately and go to hardships, all climate they used to face. It is a tapas. It is a tapas. So then only your mind will become more and more sharp and subtle. All these are meant for that, not like modern lifestyle. Now Himalayas also, there are 5-star hotels. What to do? People used to go with only whatever available they used to eat and Bhagavan Namasmarana. Nowadays everywhere hill resorts are coming. They are not enjoying the nature, they are spoiling the nature. They are spoiling the snow mountains also. Bhagavan is telling, I am the Himalaya, he is telling. Everywhere I am. You have to appreciate Bhagavan everywhere, see the nature, the flower, tree, leaf, everything. Everything is Bhagavan. Even your, these lines, everything in your hand, how they are formed, everything is Bhagavan. So your mind is totally saturated with Bhagavan. That has to come before completing this chapter. That's why I am trying to tell this. Before completing this Vibhuti Yoga, my whole mind has to be saturated with Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, Vedanam Samavedaha Ahamasmi. Among four Vedas, I am the Samaveda, Samatvat Samaha, Samam Brahma. Therefore, I am Samaha. Bhagavan loves music. Veda mantras are in musical form. Therefore, I am Samaveda. Hey Arjuna, you can meditate upon Samaveda. Vasavaha Devanam Ahamasmi. I am Indra, God of Celestials. God of Celestials I am. Next, Indriyanam Manaha Asmi. This we have to see. Up to Devanam Vasavaha we have completed. Indriyanam, among all senses, among the senses like eyes, ears, nose, they're all Vahya Indriyams, external sense organs. Internal sense organ is called Antakarana Indriyam, is called mind. I am the mind among all sense organs. Antarindriyam manaha. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Manam has got a capacity to sankalpa and vikalpa. Either to do this or not to do this. Whether to go to class today or not. Who does? Manas. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam. Then buddhi works. Rightly suppose, let me go to class. Nischayatmika buddhi. So by nischaya you have come to the class today. So sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha ahamasmi. How mind is alone Bhagavan selecting here? Why not eyes? Eyes are very important. Sarvendriyanam nayanam pradhanam. Eyes are very important. Why Bhagavan is telling I am the mind? Because behind every sense organ, mind is there. Without mind, that sense organ cannot function. A blind man can hear, a deaf person can see, but a mindless person, neither. So, I am here, but I don't hear. If mind is not behind my ears, suppose you are listening my class. I hope so. You are listening. If your mind, ears are not backed by the mind, your ears are not backed by the mind, means your mind is not there behind your ears. You are here, but you don't hear. What Swamini is telling, suddenly you come to the class. You are physically present, but mind has gone to Annanagar or Besant Nagar. It is not in Mylapur. Even it is in Mylapur, it is in house, not in Mylapur club, in the hall. If mind is not there, what is the use of ears? You are looking at the blank look, suppose. Blank look, you know, what is blank look? A blank look is that behind which mind is not there. You can, you keep the hand in front of that person, in front of his eyes, because his mind is somewhere thinking. You can see that eyes immediately, all of you are nodding your head, you know better. So that is called a blank look. Why blank look? Because mind is not there behind. So Krishna says, hey Arjuna, I am the mind among all sense organs. Then, Bhutanam Chetana Ahamasmi. Bhutanam. In all beings, I am the Chetana. Chetana means life or sentiency. Here, Chetana means Buddhi Vrittihi. Chidabhasa or Vritti Jnanam. You are listening my words and you are converting into your thoughts. No? what I am speaking and you are converting them into a jnanam, chetana. So, aham vritti, idam vritti, that thought continues. I am sitting here in the class, Bhagavad Gita class, 10th chapter is going on. That is aham vritti, idam Bhagavad Gita, this Bhagavad Gita class, this 10th chapter class is going on, I am listening. All these are happening in vritti jnanam. That is because of chidabhasa, sentiency, clarity of knowledge. Clarity of knowledge, I am. Jnana shaktihi. Jnana shaktihi. That's why you brought Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter book. Otherwise, you brought 10th chapter exactly, you have opened 22nd shloka. You know what shakti is, that shakti, tell me. Jnana shakti. Sometimes you bring Bhagavatam also instead of Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes, not you, some people do like that. Okay, that is called jnana shakti. Chetana ahamasmi. Now you admire, where is Bhagavan vibhutis, external vibhutis, two vibhutis are with you. What are they? Mind, manaha, chetana. Not away from you. Chetana is here, jnana shakti is here. You admire the vibhuti of the Lord in the form of chetana and mind. We are leaving this and searching outside. Bhagavan says, you admire your own mind. Your mind itself is a sthanam for meditation. That's why Taittiriya Upanishad also says, Saya eshontar hridaya akashah, tasmin ayam manomayah purushah, purusho manomayah, antarena taluke. That purusha, the atma, is in the mind, available here in the form of aham, aham, aham iti. Therefore, that it is a place to meditate. Even on your buddhi only you can meditate. Chidabhasa, chayita, chaitanyam. You can meditate. Next shloka we will read.
Rudranam Shankaras chasmi. Vitesho yaksha rakshasam. Vasunam pavakas chasmi. Merushikharinamaham.
Further, Lord Krishna continues. Rudranam Shankaraha Ahamasmi. Chakara and. Everywhere Chakara is there. In each shloka, nearly four vibhutis he is enumerating. In this Rudranam, among 11 Rudras, there are 11 Rudras. They are all given in Vayu Puranam. Different Puranas they are there. Ajaha, Ekapadaha, Ahi Bradnuhu, Pinaki, Aparajitaha, Trembakaha, Maheshwaraha, Vrishakapi, Shambhuhu, Haraha, Ishwaraha. So in that Ishwaraha means Shankaraha. Among these 11 Rudras, I am the Shankara. Sham means Mangalam. Sham Karoti iti Shankaraha. Mangala Karta, the one who makes everything auspicious, called Shankara. Shankaraha, I am Shambhu. Rudrana means, Rudh means the one who makes others to cry. Ruruduhu, Rudh. Rudh means to cry. Rudhu means Dukkham Dravayeti. Two types. Sajjananam Dukkham Dravayeti. Durjananam Dukkham Dasyati. Like that you can. Rudra is one who removes the dukkha in those sajjanas. ಫ್ರಮ್ ನೋಬಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹಿ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್ ದ ದುಃಖ. ಸಜ್ಜನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ನೋಬಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ದೇರ್ ದುಃಖಂ ಹಿ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್. ಸಜ್ಜನಾನಾಂ ದುಃಖಂ ದ್ರಾವಯತಿ, ದ್ರಾವಯತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಚೇಂಜ್, ಹಿ ಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ದುಃಖ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗುಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಗುಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಇನ್ ದುಃಖ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ದುಃಖ ಔಟ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಎಮ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದುಃಖ. ದುರ್ಜನಾನಾಂ ದುಃಖಂ, ಸೊ ದುರ್ಜನ ದುಃಖಂ ದದಾತಿ ದುರ್ಜನಾನಾಂ, ದುಃಖಂ ದ್ರಾವಯತಿ ಸಜ್ಜನಾನಾಂ. ಸೊ ರುದ್ರಾಣಾಂ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್, ಯಕ್ಷರಸ್ಯಸಾಂ ವಿತ್ತೇಶಃ. ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಎ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ನೋಟ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋಟ್ ಎ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಬಹುವಚನ. ಯಕ್ಷರಕ್ಷಸಾಂ, ಯಕ್ಷಾಣಾಂಚ ರಕ್ಷಸಾಂಚ ಇತರೇತರ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ, ದಿಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಸಮಾಸ. ಇತರೇತರ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ವಿ ಸೇ ಯಕ್ಷರಕ್ಷಸಾಂ ರುದ್ರಾಣಾಂ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ, ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಕೇಸ್. ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟೂ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್. ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಚೇತನ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ, ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಚೇತನ ಅಸ್ಮಿ, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ರುದ್ರಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಶಂಕರ, ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ಯಕ್ಷರಕ್ಷಸಾಂ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವಿತ್ತೇಶ ಕುಬೇರ. ದಟ್ ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣೆ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್, ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣ. ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣೆ ಷಷ್ಠಿ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣೆ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ರುದ್ರಾಸ್ ಇಲೆವೆನ್ ರುದ್ರಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಶಂಕರ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣೆ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣ ಪಂಡ್ರೆ, ದಿಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಚೇತನ ಅಸ್ಮಿ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಂಬಂಧೇ ಷಷ್ಠಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಐ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂತ ಚೆಲ್ಲಕೂಡದು. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಚೇತನ, ಆಸ್ ಚೇತನ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್, ದೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಚೇತನ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಬಂಧೇ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೋಟ್ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ ಆರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಐ ಆಮ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂಬಂಧೇ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಬಂಧ. ಟೂ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್, ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್, ಯು ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೈಟ್ ದಟ್. ದೆನ್ ಯಕ್ಷರಕ್ಷಸಾಂ ವಿತ್ತೇಶಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ವಿತ್ತೇಶ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್, ಈಶಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. ಯು ನೋ ಕುಬೇರ, ಕುಬೇರ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಕುಬೇರ, ಎವ್ರಿ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ರ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕುಬೇರ. ವೈ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಚೂಸಿಂಗ್, ನೋ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ವಿ ವೋಂಟ್ ಚೂಸ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್, ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ವಿ ಮೆಚ್ಯೂರ್. ಲೇಟರ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ. ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ದಟ್, ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ವಿ ಮೆಚ್ಯೂರ್, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ನೈಸ್ ನೈಸ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಯು ಡೆಕೊರೇಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಯು ಹೈಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸೈಡ್, ಆಲ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ನೀಟ್ಲಿ ಯು ಕೀಪ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ನಾ ಇನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಕರಪ ಮೂಜ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಇರ್ಕೊಂಡು ಮದುವೆ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಕಮ್, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ತರ್ಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇವಾಗ ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಯು ವೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಪ್ಪಡಿ. ಅಪ್ಪಡಿಯೇ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಯು ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಅಪ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ನೈಸ್ ಸ್ಯಾರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್. ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ 4 times, 5 times, ನೋ ದಟ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್, ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಬಾದರ್. ವೈ ನೋನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. We are all very new to this vibhuti, Bhagavan giving only pleasing things. In Vishwarupa, he shows all other side also. So we have to mature and artham. Vitteshahana Kubera. Everyone loves Kubera. That Kubera puja people are doing, no? Lot of Deepavali time, special puja. In America, I asked, now today Swamini Kubera Puja all are doing, therefore we have changed the meeting time. Kubera Puja they are doing, all Indians only, Americans won't do. Indians are doing Kubera Puja in America, Deepavali time. Vitteshaha no, paisa me kadavullada, paisa. Who are they among? Yaksha Rakshasam. Yaksha and Rakshas, these are two types of celestials. When they born, immediately they born with hunger and thirst. And they just running, raksha, 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 raksha. That's why they are called Rakshasam. Rakshas, Rakshasas. Yaksha Rakshan, there is a big story behind that. If I go on telling one story, it takes a half day for me. Yeah, after reading all stories, I stopped explaining. Because no end at all. This Yaksha Rakshasam, this Vitteshaki, there is a lot of story. I can talk about that story 3 hours, 4 hours. How these Yakshas have come, Rakshas have come. It is, if you want, you are interested, you can read. Okay. Then, Vasunam Pavakaha Asmi. Again another story. These are all come in Puranas. Vishnu Puranam, Vayu Puranam. Even Mahabharata, Adiparva, there are many stories comes. If you know all these stories, you can enjoy. Just I'll give their names. Commentators, what they do, all they write like this only. They read and they write so much. Directly they are available in Puranas. They go through Puranas and they write. Encyclopedia, it is available. We are all interested in Ananda Vigadan Tughlaq Encyclopedia, Puranic Encyclopedia. It's a big book, Puranic Encyclopedia. And you can't read that, now you give a gift to grandchildren, suppose. They are not interested. You are not able to read, they are not interested. Who will read Encyclopedia? That is why people, when they are young, they are attracted to sense pleasures. When you are old, you cannot see, run for, you need not run for sense pleasures because you cannot enjoy. That encyclopedia you cannot read also. Very, very small letters. You have to keep a bhutadam kannadi. Adi konja neram padicha kalathella velikum. That's why when you are young only you have to read anything. When you are old, you cannot grasp, you cannot read. But unfortunately, paranchikhani vitrana swayambhuhu parang pasyatin. All sense organs are attracted towards outside. What to do? Very few people come at young age and they catch. They are the only Mahatmas now. Whom you are telling, all Mahatmas, great people we are worshipping, they are all, at young age they have catched that fire, jnana fire, because of the studies. It's a treasure house. Our Indian culture is a treasure house. Bharatiya Samskruti, one Purana, 36 Puranas, without any inconsistency. Samanvaya you can see everywhere. Amazing. At least you can read that stories in Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. There are many story books are available. Stop reading Tughlaq, Kumudam, Ananda Vigadan. You can spend your the rest of your energy for that. You enjoy, you admire, and you are benefited by that. And give gifts, that books, whether they read or not, give books to them. Buy more and more so that they can print more further. Nobody is buying, no, that books are lying like that only. No further printing. What will happen? Our culture will perish later. Buy those books and give as a gift in marriage, wedding day, everywhere you give those books. No other, no patram, vilni patram, tangam, dress, don't give at all. Don't give gift. Gift either Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata, Puranas, or anything, whether they like it or not. This is my contribution. Give like that. So that one day after 10 years, 15 years, they take that book and they dust it. And enna in the book? Appra padippa. Let them read. At least they print new copies in the stores. So that printing will come and books. This is a great service we can do to our culture. This is a great service we can do to our culture. I saw in Sanskrit society there are many books, excellent books. Nobody is there to read and buy. There are Sanskrit books. Here itself, Sanskrit society is there. They are printing all old books. Once I went and saw the books, nobody is buying, and a lot of water came inside and books all got spoiled. Because no Sanskrit language, everybody likes to study French. Why you want French? French and Japanese. No Sanskrit grammar. No Sanskrit language. Sanskrit therinja and the books ella padikka mudiyum. Amazing books. The Sanskrit language is beautiful. The printing is also very beautiful. The subject is beautiful. Why we are not aware of our books? Why you are carried away by weekly magazines? What is there? Dust is there in that star dust. And accumulate some more dust. Here can away tension, anxiety. And the serials and the magazines which we see, our life is totally spoiled. They are attractive, but we are spoiling our life. Do your contribution to the society in this form. At least spread this message. Whatever you have, whatever you know, little bit message give to people. You are doing a great service. This is called Rishirunam. Panchamaha Yajnasla, one Rishirunam you are doing. Rishi Yajnam. It is a great Rishi Yajnam. I am out of the track now. Okay. Yaksha, yes, Jonana, Yaksha Raksha Samana. Who is Yaksha? Who is Raksha? Why they are called Yaksha Raksha? Go to that Purana. That's all. Time is not sufficient. One life is not sufficient. Katradu. Kaimannalavu, kalladhadu, ullahalavu. Don't think I know everything. We don't know anything. Even a particle. In this culture, we know very a particle. Even suppose if you know also, that is also a particle. Very, very less. Amazing. Yaksharakshasam vitteshaha aham. If I don't say, your mind is only on Kubera. That's why I am... Kubera is an incidental wealth devata, different thing. But that's why I have taken you to a deep idea, concept. Clear? Otherwise you will be carried away by Kubera. I know that. Okay. Pavakaha means not pavakai. Okay. Pavayati iti pavakaha, the purifier, fire. Vasunam. Ashtau vasunam aham pavakaha. Apo dhruvachya somascha dasaschaitani dasaschya anilo nilaha anilo nalaha pratyushascha prabhasascha vasavashtau prakirtitana. This is also from Vayu Purana. This shloka tells, who are the ashtavasus? Bhishma is one of the Vasu. Bhishma is an avatara of Vasus, one of the Vasu. Apaha is one Vasu. Dhruvaha, Somaha, Dharaha, Anilaha, Analaha. That Analaha only Pavakaha here. Analaha means fire or Pavakaha. Pratyushaha, Prabhasaha. This comes in Adi Parva of Mahabharata. I woke up at 4 o'clock, all this I am reading to tell all of you. I enjoyed. For your sake, at least I am reading. You know. I read long before, but I have forgotten all those names. So let me recollect all those names, and I am going through that. Very interesting. You know. Each name is having one significance. Ashtavasu. Then, Shikharinam Aham Meruhu. Shikharinam, among the peaked mountains, which are very tall. Peaked mountains is tall. Shikharam means a tall peak. Among that, aham meruhu. Again, there are eight merus. Eight meru. Meru means shikharams. Udayachala, astachala. One is Udayachala. Two is Astachala. Three is Kanakachala. Four is Narayanachala. Five is Himachala. That is Himalaya, Himachal. Then sixth is Ishanachala. Then seven is Meru Parvata. One more is less, no? Udayachala, Astachala, Kanakachala, Shankachala. One more, Shankachala. Narayanachala, Himachala, Ishanachala, Meru Parvata. Meru, it is Uttaradhruvam side, North Pole. That is called Meru. Once we went to this Pashupatinath, they took us in the flight to that show that Everest and the Meru and the mountains, peaked mountains. And the aeroplane goes there and still it stands there sometime. That pilot shows, this is Meru Parvatam. He shows where Pashupatinath, the top of the Nepal, that Meru, they show that. Beautiful mountain, high, wide range. It's a beautiful mountain. And you are in the midst of those all mountains, Saraswati Sikharam and the Kailasa Sikharam, all those Sikharams, middle and the flight up there. And few minutes only, they again come back. So those Sikharams, Uttaradhruvam, North Pole. Then next sloka we will read.
Purodhasam cha mukhyam maam Vidhi partha brihaspatim Senani namaham skandah Sarasamasmi sagarah
In this 24th shloka, Lord Krishna continues, among Brihaspatim Purodhasam Mukhyam Brihaspatim Mam Vidhi. Here he gives only three, first line fully put together, one vibhuti. Mam Vidhi, Arjuna, may you know. What? May you know me as Brihaspati. May you know me. Brihaspati means a Tamil, another meaning they take. When a person is a dull person, it's called Brihaspati. We are not supposed to use that word. Don't use anywhere. Huh? That is not right. So Brihaspati is the most intelligent person. Brihaspati, Vachaspati, all these indicates the most knowledgeable person in Artham. So Brihaspati will really cry if suppose you use that word to that person. Even poya enna Brihaspati nu solran. So it is a dosha actually. We should not use that. Brihaspati means Brihatvam. Brihatvam means speech, words. Vachaspati, Brihaspati or Vachaspati. Speech or words. Deva Purohitaha. Purodhasam means Deva Purohitaha. Purodhasam means among priests, purohits, among priests, the family priest madre is Devata's priest even. Raja Purohitaha, for all Devatas, he is the Purohita, Brihaspati, the foremost, Mukhyam means the foremost priest. Priest who, why Purohit? Why we call the person priest, Purohit, Pura ante front, who sits in front and guides us, Hitam. He sits before us and is the well-wisher of us. Hitam means what? Srayas. Hitam means he is our well-wisher. What you have to do for your son or daughter, for this house, for your family, good, well, the well-wisher of the family. That is why it's called Purohit. Sitting in front or leading in front and he is taking care of that whole family. That's why he's called Purohit. Family doctor madri. Purohit. That's why he's called Purodhasam. Sakarantaha Pumlingaha Purodhas Sevdaha. Shashti. Puraha Stitaha. Mukhyam Puraha Stitaha. The one who sits in the front. That's why it's called Purohitaha, sits in front and guide. Indra, etc., all devatas. Among them, celestial priests, I am the Purohit, Purodasan, Brahma, Brihaspati. Then, I am Skandaha Senani Nam. Senam Nayati iti Senani. Senani means commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief. Murugan, Skandaha. Skanda Vava, they are singing, no? That Skanda, who is that Skanda? Skanda is born from the third eye of the Lord, Shiva. Skanda is born from the third eye of the Lord. He is the one who is leading the army. Senani, Senam, Nayati, iti Senani. Devasena. Devasena means commander-in-chief of devatas. Commander-in-chief of devatas, called Skandaha. Among so many commander-in-chiefs, I am Skandaha. Why? There are no other commander-in-chiefs. Because Skanda is one who has mastered his mind. Skanda means very fast. Very fast, and he is one who is one who moves fast physically and mentally. Commander-in-chief is one supposed to move fast. Among all commander-in-chiefs, this Skanda moves very fast. Not only physically, mentally also. Moves very fast. That's why he's called Skandaha. What a beautiful name. Devasenapate. Aham Skandaha. Then, Sarasam Aham Sagaraha Asmi. Sarasam means among the reservoirs. That is Kapilaranyam. This is a big story. I love this story. Sagaraputra's story. And for their ancestors, this is called Ashland. Full of ash was there. One muni, you know, he gives a sapam, all become into ashes. And that muni said, if you want all of your people to, they are called Sagaraputras. All of them died, they are all in ash form. And then Bhagiratha comes in, Ganga comes, like that big story. That is a land called Kapilaranyam, where they have done a lot of tapas, and then water comes and it makes, purifies them. They all again take birth. That's not a big story. That Sagaraputra story, Sagaraha. That's why that ocean has got Sagaraha. That has a lot of depth. That's why water is so much is there. What is a glory, you see, that much water not coming outside and staying there. We are very near. Few miles. How much depth is there? How much water? How much water? That Sagaraha Ahamasmi. Sagaraha Sarasam. Among all reservoirs, I am the Sagaraha. I am the ocean. The ocean is that where the more water is there, ocean. Other lakes and all, no much water. That's why we worship ocean. Not to eat verkadal. Just people are going there only for like a picnic. But it is only for worship for us. Not to make it nasty. Only for worship. We have to go and see and take that water and sprinkle on your head before you are stepping into. So that ocean nowadays, that Pavitra Bhavana has gone. It has become like a only touring spot. What to do? And we have to go to some other place where people are not there, crowd. And there and take bath. Like that. Okay. Next shloka.
Maharshinam bhrugurahaṁ Giramasmekamaksharam Yajnānam japayajnosmi Sthāvarānam himalayah
Maharshinam, among Maharshis, great sages, I am Aham Bhruguhu. Saptarshi names I given, in that Bhrugu is there. That Bhrugu I am. This Bhrugu alone is the teacher, spiritual teacher for Vama, the Vamanavatara, Vishnu, when he took Vamanavatara. In that Vamanavatara, he went to study Vedanta. He went to study scriptures. Who? Vishnu himself. Even Bhagavan also, when he takes avatara, Lord Krishna went to Sandipani, Rama went to Vashishta, even Vamana went to study from Bhrugu. So Vamana avatara, that means what? Without Guru you can never get Jnanam. Don't read on your own. You have to go even far distance, spend time and sit in front of teacher only. That knowledge will bless you. Without Guru, nothing will work out. So I am the Bhrugu Maharshi. Then, Aham Aksharam Asmi. Giram Ekam Aksharam Asmi. Giram, among words. Among words. Giram means words. I am the word Om. Aksharam. Ekam means monosyllable. Ekam means one. Mono. Akshara means syllable. What is Ekam Aksharam? Omkara. I am the Omkara. Ekam Aksharam Omkara. Vaidika Shabda, Laukika Shabda. Two types of Shabdas are there. The Omkara, there is a special Upanishad on Omkara itself. Mandukya Upanishad. We have completed here long ago. Mandukya Upanishad, Akara, Ukara, Makara, put together. Pradhama Pada, Dvitiya Pada, Tritiya Pada, A plus U put together, O. Then comes, Om. The Om is the Ekam Aksharam. That Aksharam, it includes all the languages inside. From Om only all letters have come. Once you chant Om, the A, O, every word begins with A. You have to do two things to speak. Either you have to open or close. A, Some letters by opening you utter. Some letters by closing you utter. Therefore, all languages, Indian languages, 14 languages begin with what letter? A. All Indian languages, except English. English is a foreign language, you know. A, no. They know A. That is why in Bharatiya Samskriti, the first word the baby learn is Amma. Amma is the most sweetest word. Nowadays, Amma, they are not calling. Madam, they call. Even Swamini also they call Madam. That much we are advanced in Western culture. What to do? Even any auto person, Amma, if they call also, this lady says, why you are calling me Amma? Like that. This lady is so Westernized. That's why all of them calling Madam, Madam, Madam. It's a jarring word, no? Madam. What do you mean by Madam? Tell me. What is the derivation of madam? Do you know that? You don't know. Why then you use that word, madam? We don't know what we are using the words, meaningless words. Amma, it will come from Omkara. When baby, first letter word learning is Amma. Why? It is easy. Amma. How baby learns, you know? Always I say, no? Swamiji says, that's why I am also telling. Okay. Once we are feeding, before Swamiji telling also, you all know that. But we have to say, that's all. When you are feeding your baby, month's baby, what you do? Cut. One from liquid food, suddenly baby has to come to solid food. Baby cannot accept solid food. Then started spitting out. Mother is struggling. How baby can grow? How long baby can drink milk? and baby cannot grow. So you have to give solid food. To give solid food, mother has to say, and carrying the baby, showing this and that, ah, cut, no. Mother, whatever she does, the baby does. Ah, then amma keeps food inside the mouth. Then before that food is coming out, mother says. Then baby does, food goes. Like this, that little food, no, 10 times she does. For baby's sake. Akat. By that time, baby learns Amma. How that Amma has come otherwise? You tell me? Baby learned by this way. Then Amma comes. Amma is nothing but Omkara, the word, letter. Monosyllable with full meaning. It has full meaning. Ekam Aksharam. It is a word. No monosyllable communicated as a word. This is the only word. Giram means what? Among words. Ekam aksharam aham asmi omkaram. In our deities, when we keep Shiva, Muruga, Vinayaka, in omkara we put. Why? All names are included in omkara. Om Haganapataye Namaha. Om Shivaya Namaha, Om Ramaya Namaha, Om Krishnaya Namaha. And Om, we have to start. But Om is very abstract, subsonic, sonic, supersonic, Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara, Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam Omkaram. Even Omkar itself, I can give lecture one day. That much is there on Omkara. But you have to sit. I can give lecture, but you have to sit. You are busy. Therefore, I am cut-shorting. Next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harih Om.